The Meaning of MLK and His Day, the man who convinced JFK to reach out to Martin Luther King back in 1960 and changed the course of history, joins us to talk about memory, political action, and service on this Martin Luther King Day, Monday, January 16th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good holiday morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So, friend of the late Martin Luther King Jr. and JFK campaign advisor, also Pennsylvania Senator, former Pennsylvania Senator Harris Wofford joins us this morning. We're going to talk about how John Huntsman is out of the GOP race, and we'll have a look at the secular religious divide in Israel. Here's what you're talking about. Ed from Larchmont, New York, posted this to thetakeaway.org. The monumental Martin Luther King is an example for all of us. Justice can be fought for, even against great odds. We want to hear from you. How are you remembering Dr. King today? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's go to the morning's top headlines.
John Huntsman is out of the Republican race for the White House. The former Utah governor is set to formally withdraw this morning in South Carolina. Campaign officials say he'll endorse one-time rival Mitt Romney, viewing him as the best candidate to beat President Obama in the fall. Huntsman had pinned his hopes on New Hampshire, campaigning there for months and skipping the Iowa caucuses, but he finished a disappointing third there. New developments out of Italy this morning and what exactly caused a deadly cruise ship accident. Costa Cruises says human error at the hands of the captain is to blame. The company's CEO says the captain made unapproved, unauthorized maneuvers to change the ship-programmed course. Italian officials have detained and questioned the captain while accusing him of manslaughter and abandoning his ship. At least six people died when the ship ran aground and sunk. Survivors have tales of panic and disorganization.
The whole boat just started shifting very fast, and so I just said jump, and we run over the railing, and we were the first couple of people jumping in, and then before we knew it, all 200 people came in. We were swimming as fast as we could away from the boat because it was turning, and it was going to turn onto us.
More than a dozen passengers remain missing. First responders are scaling back rescue and recovery attempts because of rough seas.
Syria's embattled President Bashar al-Assad is granting amnesty for some of those arrested in connection with the anti-government uprising. The decision closely coincides with an upcoming meeting of the Arab League to discuss findings by those deployed peace monitors. Some activists say at least 35,000 people have been arrested, but government officials have not said how many prisoners will be released. Relief at the pump in Nigeria after more than a week of nationwide protests. The country's president has given in to demands and agreed to once again lower the price of fuel. President Goodluck Jonathan appeared on state television.
I urge you to show understanding for the imperatives of the adjustment in the pump price of petrol and give government your full support. I further appeal to Nigerians to go back to work and go about their normal duties.
After nearly a week of a strike, the president says fuel prices will drop to about $2.75 a gallon, down from about $3.50 right now.
Moody's ratings agency is retaining France's AAA credit rating, but says it will revisit that decision at the end of the first quarter. France was one of more than a half dozen countries that saw its status downgraded last week by S&P. And the Green Bay Packers not going back to the Super Bowl. The New York Giants beat the reigning champs to get a ticket to play San Francisco for the NFC Championship. The Giants will face the 49ers, who stunned New Orleans in the final seconds of that game. Baltimore beat Houston. They keep their undefeated record at home yesterday. And they'll take on New England after the Patriots routed Denver 45-10 on Saturday.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets are down. European indices are mixed on the S&P and Moody's news over the weekend. But Wall Street is closed for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. On Friday, we discussed a Supreme Court ruling that allows churches and religious groups to hire and fire at will or exempt their employees from employee discrimination laws without regard to workplace. Several listeners responded to that story. Dana writes on Facebook, "This can get dicey, but to me, as a general rule, a citizen's civil rights must always trump religious dictates. It's not necessarily what the court says." We want to get you into this conversation. What's your view? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. Coming up, today is Martin Luther King Day. We'll be speaking a bit later with a friend of Dr. King, former Senator Harris Wofford. Senator Wofford helped create the modern ML King Day. That's coming up on The Takeaway.
Thank you. There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.